212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Time for
chat,
where I hand the controls over to Jules, and you are supposed to regulate me with these two buttons. If I go too nerdy,
well, no, deleted it.
Deleted it already.
Wow.
Sorry, I deleted the nerd button. Sorry.
Wow, indeed.
Wow.
All right, all we've got is wow, and that's what's going to happen now when you go too nerdy on this chat.
Hopefully, I won't need the nerd because this is a pretty cool story, at least I think so.
I think I'm going to be the judge of that.
Okay.
And I'm going to use the fart noise instead.
Okay. So, Olympic boss Thomas Bach is in the...
Whoa. Are you right?
Still out. Is in the country meeting with local officials in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to get them to bid for the 2032 Olympic Games.
Wow.
Okay.
While he was there, the conversation of sports that they're adding to the games came up.
Oh, yes. I love this part of the Olympics because you get to put forward different sports,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. So surfing and skateboarding are in the Tokyo Olympics in 2020, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be really cool. They asked him about esports, so video games.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yep.
Wow.
And he said the IOC is actually in talks with e-gaming at the moment to see how they can incorporate it.
Wow.
Right. So if you're a video gamer, you could be going to the Olympics.
Insane.
Later on, right? Also, longest career as well. Because you're not going to have to retire at 30 because you're
That's not exactly athletic anymore, right?
Oh, my
gosh. Wow. You're right.
But he said they could be an Olympic sport in as little as 13 years' time. And they've already met with representatives from esports in Switzerland in July last year.
Mm.
And they reckon... The cynical people are saying the IOC just wants to get about like its hands on all the money because esports is huge.
I know. Like I even wanted to get into gaming, and then I realized just how like much time you need to dedicate to gaming to be any good.
Crazy good at this.
Mm.
They said the earliest it'll probably happen is the 2028 games in LA. If not, the following Olympic event, which is 2032, which could potentially be Brisbane.
Wow.
Right?
I'm like, yeah, this is awesome.
Sweet. I'm going to leave it there because I haven't copped a nerd yet.
Oh, no, there you go. You went too far. Sorry.
I hope I didn't go too far with that noise that you just made.
That's a real noise, by the way. That's you, isn't it?
If you go too far with that noise, you're in big trouble.
Okay. Let's go.
Trending now. Hits.com.au.
And KFC Australia has actually revealed that it won't be launching a vegan chicken burger anytime soon. You have probably seen the rumours and that they actually are doing this in the UK as a trial, or they're working on it as trial to release, but won't be happening here in Australia anytime soon, apparently.
So how does it work in the UK? A vegan, is it chicken flavoured something?
You are asking the wrong person here.
Right.
I was actually a little bit like, how the hell are they making chicken nuggets for McDonald's?
True.
The vegan, you know, nuggets. And then obviously, looking at the picture, you can see that there's peas, corn, carrots, mashed potato and onion inside.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's all being trialled over in South Australia.
Yeah, right.
They're trying out the vegan option. I mean, why wouldn't you? Because a lot of people I find are becoming vegan these days.
Yeah.
So why not give them the option? But I was a little bit worried when it came to KFC chicken, actually, coming out saying that they're going to start doing vegan. I'm like... No, like you're KFC. You're all about the chicken.
You're the colonel.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All about the chicken and that potato and gravy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can eat the potato and gravy on its own.
True. Look at you bringing options
but
to
I'm
the table.
But I'm pretty sure gravy
vegans.
Has like animal fats in it, right?
I don't know that they'd be making real gravy. I don't know. I don't know how that works. Is it not the powdered gravy?
Yeah, no, but I'm pretty sure they put... Anyway, oh, yeah. Look, I'm pretty sure there are, like, animal fats in it, though. So, anyway, look, if you have seen the rumours and if you're vegan and you're getting real excited about having those vegan chicken burgers...
You have to move to the UK.
Yes, you will. Or maybe just find out if they even taste any good before you...
True.
...make that big move. Hit.com.au is where you need to go if you want to find out any more details.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
Leanne from Cundinan. Babe, how's your general knowledge?
Pretty dumb, to be honest. But I'm giving it a crack.
Nah, you know what? no such thing as dumb, you know. I mean, well, there is, but don't call yourself that. I could say it all the time.
But you get the opportunity to choose who you want to go against, so that could give you a little bit of an extra edge.
I know. And do you know what? The fact that you haven't seen my girl, I'm thinking about picking you.
Oh, Leanne, you hit me where it's hurt. Leanne. I was going to watch it last night, and then I was like, nah, Game of Thrones.
But can I just quickly say, after you watch My Girl, you got to watch My Girl too, because yes. I love that one.
Yeah, you do.
There's two of those.
Yeah, there is.
So I'm guessing Macaulay Culkin's not in the second one because...
He died.
No, he died.
Okay, so you'd like to go with Jesse then?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, bring it on, Leanne. Gosh, bring it on.
I'll tell you what, the relief I feel when I don't get chosen.
Alrighty, so five questions, Leanne. Buzz in with your name, and if you get it wrong, the other person gets a go, okay?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay. First question, what chick flick is this line from? On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Jesse. Mean Girls?
Yep, it is. What year did it come out?
2010?
No, 2004.
Okay.
All right, Leanne. Do you know, you've been living in WA all your life?
Yeah.
All right, you might know this one. Where in WA will you find the Bungle Bungles?
Oh, gee.
Jesse. Take a wild guess. Oh, okay, Jesse.
The Kimberley?
Oh. Yes.
Oh.
You're actually right. In the Kimberley region of WA, the Pernululu National Park.
Wow.
Yeah.
The wrong person here.
Well, I guess
don't. So. Yeah, I definitely would have known that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what about this one?
Yeah.
The average golf ball has how many dimples? It's a multiple question, by the way.
A multiple choice, okay.
Multiple choice.
Yeah.
A, 266, B, 336, or C, 150?
Lee.
Okay, Lee.
150.
No! It isn't.
I have no idea. What were the other two options?
266 or 336?
266?
50-50.
Wrong.
You're
wrong.
It's 300 and something. Do I get another go then?
Go for it, babe. Go for it. What do you reckon?
I don't even know.
Yeah! I would have gave that to you too. I would have given it to you. Okay. Next one.
Yeah.
What is the capital of Belgium?
Leanne.
Okay, Leanne.
Oh, this is probably so wrong. France?
No.
I feel like this is a trick question. I'm going to say Brussels.
You'd be right.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, do we even need to do the last one?
What was the last question?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Oh, no, I suppose we don't because it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
But Leanne, let's go. Go on. One more for good luck.
Who plays Ted Bundy in the new Netflix movie?
Leanne.
Yes, girl. What?
Zac Efron.
Yeah, you got one, babe. But unfortunately, you didn't win today.
That's all good.
Thanks
no
for
worries.
Playing, Leanne.
Thanks, guys.
No worries. All back again. Thanks to the guys at Pan Pacific tomorrow. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
A long time ago, an injury far, far away. Scar Wars.
And the way this game works is if you've got a scar, you can play. All you need to do is explain to us in detail how you got it. We need to just guess where it is on your body.
Now, Chloe from Meriden, what's your gory story? How'd you get your scar?
So when I was little, I was bitten by a dog.
Right.
I was about 5 when it happened.
Okay, what kind of dog was it?
It was a Rottweiler.
Oh, okay. Rottweilers are kind of that in between. They're chunky, but they're not a huge dog. They're not a small dog, isn't that right?
It made a mess of the fight.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to guess, like, because you're 5, you're going to be pretty small.
Yeah.
Was it an adult Rottweiler dog, or?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a guard Rottweiler dog.
Oh.
Jeez.
Damn. Okay, I'm just... Oh, any more questions, Jesse? I feel like I always buzz in way too early for this.
Wait. Did you go... You ended up in the hospital?
Yeah, I ended up with 40-something stitches in my face.
40?
Oh, no!
Chloe
just ruined it for
him. Okay, you gave it away.
You can pick where.
Okay, all right. Well, I was going to say your face anyway, but I'm going to buzz in and say where I was going to particularly go towards, which was along the jawline, like under the chin.
No.
Oh.
Okay. I would say forehead.
No.
Oh. Lip?
It was my eye.
Oh! Chloe. Damn!
What?
Yeah, on my cheek, on my eye.
What happened? Like, so how did this, how did you end up in this situation?
So we were at a pub and we were at a farewell or something. I don't really remember. I was little, but the dog was being fed and I just saw a dog and I thought, oh, nice puppy, and went and patted it. And, yeah, it got me.
Jeez.
Whoa. And did you parents like immediately see you, or did you have to come back inside, or what happened?
No, they were right there. They rushed me to the hospital. So
Oh wow, the panic involved in that. Seriously.
Yeah.
Are you scared have you been scared of dogs ever since?
Rottweilers, but that's it. Like, okay. I've got my own dog, and we had dogs back when I was younger and that, and I've never been scared of them.
Yeah.
When they growl, they scare me, but that's about it.
Yeah, but you stay away when they're eating too.
Yeah.
Oh, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of, with my own dog, I put my hand in her food and that, so she doesn't do it to someone else. So.
I do that to Moose as well too. Like, you do all that kind of stuff.
Chloe, that is an incredible story. That is one of the most full-on stories I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Kind of want to see a photo as well. Hit WA, babe, if you're keen to send it through.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Jesse and Jules.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but a little bit of motivation, maybe a hard truth for you this morning.
Oh, I've got a hard truth this morning for you.
And I want to kick things off with something that we shouldn't have to say, but we should say. I don't know who needs to hear this, but put your phone down and pay attention to what you're doing.
Don't you tell me what to do. I'm the worst culprit for this. Literally. Always on my phone.
Mm.
Anyone in my family and friends, first ones, they'd be like, yeah, I agree.
You'll be sitting there and just have to text Jules. Sorry, mate, did you hear what I just told you?
Still won't read your text.
What do you got for us?
I don't know who needs to hear this, but no, she didn't leave you because she hates you. She left you because she's disappointed that you turned out to be everything you said you wouldn't be.
Oh.
Yeah, it's savage today, but I know some girls out there know what I'm saying.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are just a touch more adult and a little bit more risque, so they're early in the show away from little ears. Now, this morning, I actually want to talk about secret menus. And I know KFC has a secret menu on their app where you can, like, if you pull it down for long enough, it generates a little secret menu.
I mean, it's incredible. I haven't used it yet.
Mm.
But
I was really impressed.
I feel like you need to do another break on that and explain how exactly it needs to happen.
But the concept of secret menus, I'm just getting around now, right?
Yeah.
Chemist Warehouse has a secret menu on their website as well.
Yeah.
If you click the sexual health button and then it comes up with a little prompt to tell that you're over 18.
Oh, I love these prompts. Mm. And you're like, yes, I'm over the age of 18.
You're like, I've been clicking that since I was 12 years old.
Have you, Jesse?
No. But it comes up with a menu, like a menu of stuff, not like a food menu, but like of products, like online products that you can't buy in store.
Okay.
And it's all adult paraphernalia.
Is it?
Right? But it's pretty...
Oh, Chemist Warehouse getting on board.
Yeah, I was pretty interested, right? So there's everything from... Intrigued, I should say. Everything from $5 all the way through to $180.
What are you talking about?
Like...
Battle of some of the products that you're talking about.
Well, I don't know what this one is. So the most expensive one, $180. It says Bathmate Hydromax X30. I don't know
what does it do?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. It looks like a...
I love how you're like turning the screen now so I can actually have a look.
Tube with like a, I don't know, like a vacuum kind of sleeve on the end.
Oh, no, okay. So it's, you can, so they're...
Is it for guys or girls?
They're waterproof. You can just use, you can use them in the bath. That's why they're so expensive, right?
Right.
My gosh. How do you not know about this kind of stuff?
I don't know. You know what the thing is, though, is there's obviously, you know, these are for getting people excited.
How are you looking this up on the work computer right now?
I don't know.
Does it not flag you and go, no, you cannot look up this stuff?
Maybe it should too. I didn't actually think this through before I Googled it this morning. Anyway.
Anyway, now in your Google searches, there's a waterproof bathmate.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.